Officials here say U.S. diplomats will confer with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on talks he had at the Arab League summit in Riyadh, in which Sudan is said to have eased its stand against allowing a new peacekeeping force in Darfur. Sudan has long resisted deployment of a proposed hybrid force of United Nations and African Union troops in Darfur to replace a hard-pressed AU observer mission there. But Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Prince Saud al-Faisal said at a summit news conference Thursday that Sudan had given the go-ahead for UN logistical support for African peacekeepers. The development, which Prince Saud termed a breakthrough, came after the Sudanese president held a meeting on the sidelines of the Arab summit with the UN Secretary General, Arab League Secretary General Amra Musa, and Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki. In a talk with reporters here, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said reports from Riyadh are unclear about whether Sudan is ready to accept the hybrid force without conditions, and he said the Bush administration wants to hear directly from the UN chief before deciding how to proceed.
It is fair to say that we want to understand from the Secretary General what he heard. To see is there a change in view from the Sudanese? Is there something in their comments that with which the international system can work? Now, I have to caution you that to this point, the Sudanese have not given any indication or any real public indication that they're dropping any preconditions or that they're ready to follow up on the Addis Ababa agreement.
The Sudanese agreed in principle at an international conference in Addis Ababa last November to accept the hybrid force mandated earlier by the UN Security Council. But Khartoum has since blocked the admission of UN logistics teams, frustrating the United States and other supporters of expanded peacekeeping in Darfur. The reported Sudanese concession came amid reports the Bush administration is only a few days away from announcing a package of new financial sanctions against the Khartoum government. Spokesman McCormick said whether the sanctions go forward depends on an administration assessment of what he termed the whole landscape, including the latest Sudanese comments and whether they actually reflect a change in policy. McCormick said in diplomatic contacts the United States has assured Sudanese officials the hybrid force would focus its activities in Darfur and not function as what he termed a posse trying to round up alleged war criminals in Khartoum. A month ago, the International Criminal Court at The Hague designated two men, a Sudanese deputy cabinet minister and a leader of the government-backed Janjaweed militia, as suspects in crimes against humanity in Darfur. The announcement came after a 20-month investigation by the court. The Darfur conflict, which erupted in 2003, is believed to have led to the deaths of over 200,000 people and driven more than 2 million others from their homes. Much of the violence has been attributed to the Arab militiamen, who the Khartoum authorities enlisted to put down an uprising by local Darfur rebels. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.